Blog Talk Radio.
To be invisible will be my claim to fame. A girl with no name, that way I won't have to feel the pain. Indispensable, just a plain old human being. Today don't mean a thing in a world that's so mean. A world that seems nice for me. I won't have to explain a thing, if you know what I mean. I won't even have to be here on the scene. It's so ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss go right on through me to have missed all the things that hurt. Life's so precious, baby, just don't seem to be as free as they claim freedom to be.
Freedom.
Things are going fast, to have found it all in the past, to have to take what you can get. Little fame, fortune, and wealth. It's so ridiculous, but the life and the bliss will go right on through me to have missed. All the world seems not for me, so privately I'll be invisible. That way I won't have to explain a thing, if you know what I mean. Gonna have to be here on the scene. So ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss go right on through me to have been all the things that hurt you so. No one would ever know. No, 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 they never know. Life's so preciously, just don't sing to me. As they claim freedom to be.
Freedom.
Oh, things are going fast. You are bound that all's in the past. To have to take what you can get. Sure can make a heart upset. So I'll be invisible.
But I'm having, okay, never mind. Please forgive me, y'all. I overslept. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Good.
I'm so sorry, folks.
And hopefully, family. Y'all fucking there with it.
We have people here that they've been waiting, and I truly appreciate y'all. And I'm so.
I echo that sentiment, family. We are. Forgive us. That's it. But before we start, let me acknowledge the ancestors with Ashe. the elders with namaste, and our family, friends, and listening audience with love, honor, and respect for sharing your life in this space that we are in, that we partake of giving information on this pre-holiday occasion. So, with that, family, greetings, much love, and hopefully everybody's doing well. Oh, and let me start off or finish my evening with the way I started my morning, with a joyful noise, with a joke that I took with me. And the joke is this: what part of the turkey has the most musical tone? Sister Antoinette?
Oh, Brother Eddie? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Did you hear that question?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. No, what was the question? I'm so sorry.
The most musical part of a turkey.
The heart?
Nope.
No?
No, it's not. I know a lot of the family probably has gotten it, but that was what I took with me.
Up.
I took with me today that put smiles on basically everybody's face. But since we are in this overlap, we'll let the family in and get a round table started.
Okay. Area code 732.
Yes, good day to everyone. I'll say the legs.
You say what?
The legs of the turkey.
Yeah, but what's another name for the leg?
The thighs?
No. The drumstick.
That's a bone.
Oh,
okay.
The drumstick. See? That was what
that was
I got.
A good one.
That's what
that
I got most of the day. It was a pleasure putting a smile on everybody's face, basically, that I gave that to. So I started my day off, ending the evening with that. So, Sister Antoinette, do you have any current events?
Oh, my. I know I did. But it's not good news, and let's just try to stay on good news.
Well, I'm going to give my current events from today's excursion.
Okay.
Starting off this morning at the laundromat that I frequent. I happened to get there about an hour and a half late. So I have a particular washing machine and dryer that I use because I have my personal reasons. And when I got there, this has been the first time that someone was using that particular washer. So in retrospect, to shorten everything up, the individual I didn't have any laundry detergent, so I bought a little 4 6-ounce bottle of detergent for $3.50, and the guy saw me and said, "Excuse me, you don't have any detergent?" I said, man, I ran out and I didn't get any. He said, I got some in my car. Go get your money back, you know, and you can use this.
Oh, that was sweet.
So everything was in divine order. So once I sat down at the table and had everything to write out tonight's class, he came over and he started talking to me. So one thing led to another. Asked him about metaphysics and numerology. He knew nothing about it, but he heard of it. So we got in the conversation, and I used the five on him. And I said, the number five is so interesting and so important that it pulls you in by your curiosity. And he said, what? I said, well, this number basically reflects the power of Christ by the number, but understanding what you're able to see by that number of Christ, you're able to see all these things. And he was like, for instance, I said, well, you mentioned that you didn't get the shot. I said, well, when you look at the five dealing with the shot, coincidence that starting with the coronavirus being 41 is five. Chemtrails, 41 is five. Chemicals are in the chemtrails. Different toxins and metals, but chemicals are 32, which is five. They tell us now there's a pandemic, 23, which is five. We have to get vaccines, 23, which is five. Go to the hospital, 32, five. See a doctor, 23, five. Or a nurse, 23, five. At the end of the day, we see death, 23. We become part of the walking dead, dead, 14, five. We die, 14, five. I say, do you think this baby of all languages that we speak called English, English is 32, the five, is no more than confusion, 32 or five. That's part of the occult, 23 or five. That has even been put in religion, 32 or five. So he was like, oh, this is unbelievable. I said, yeah. I said, and at the end of the day, I'm just giving you a joyful noise, which is 41 to 5, because it's no coincidence that you use the dryer the washer that I normally use. And if you go back and look at it, it's number 41, a five. So you have a good day, and take that joke with you. And thanks again. And he said, oh, no, thank you. Thank you. So that was the first stop. The second stop was Family Dollar, if any people are familiar with it. There, all of the cashiers, females, were in the front. Mentioned it to them. They didn't get it, and once I gave it to them, they laughed and thanked me and you know, have a happy Thanksgiving and another one. Great. But we know somewhere down the line, my third stop was Dollar Tree. I'm in there getting some cat food. Anyway, while I'm in line, there's a female that's paying for her items. Another sister, I say in her late 50s, in front of me. Another female and a man behind the female with other people. the cashier was totally out of order. He was trying to talk to the female paying for her items, holding up the line. And when she did finish and she walked away, he made a very rude, or I would say inappropriate, comment. Granted that this female was dressed very scantily, but it did not give him the right, especially being at work, trying to holler, as it said, at females. So, and I said the joke now to calm everything down. But as he's ringing up the lady now in front of me, she makes the statement, "Oh, that was so disrespectful." And from that comment, the whole paradigm just shifted. He said, "What kind of corporate shit is this?
Oh,
what
my.
Do you mean? Disrespectful?" The lady said, "Well, I tell you what, you just don't ring none of my stuff up. You know, I'll just get ready to go." "Yeah, you better go. You better go." She said, "Well, wait a minute. You talking to the wrong person. I got something that will shut you up real quick." What? "I got something. He just got from behind the register, went outside to his car. You know, everybody's tripping. So now the brother that's two customers behind me, a little lady in between us, he said, "Folks, I got to conceal and carry. And if this fool comes in doing any, I'm just letting y'all know." I turned around and said, "Thank you, bro." And the lady behind me said, "You can get in front of me then." So the brother got behind me. So when he said that, another cashier in the other line said, "Well, shit, what that mean? I got to conceal and carry too." I'm like, "Oh, my God." So now the manager and I ran outside to stop the guy from doing whatever he intended on doing. And at this time, the woman's calling the police. And another cashier ran up and started getting us out. So I was like, "Cool, let me go." So that was the third place. Went did a little grocery shopping. Aldi's, if people are familiar with it, it's a supermarket. I'm in line and people are mumbling, and so I break the monotony again and tell it nobody can get it. But again, a sister this time, not to go off, but she went way to the left. Her answer was, "The cop." And everybody turned around and looked at her, and they said, "Well, he ain't say a rooster. He said the turkey." "Well, turkeys got cocks, and that's what I'm looking for. That's a." And the lady with her just put her head down and said, "Could you please hurry up and ring us out so we can leave?" So that was the only other sidetrack. But like I said, it wasn't as crazy as the cashier going out to his car. And the last and fourth place, I went to get my condiments for tomorrow's dinner with my daughter. While I was there getting my drinks, it was like eight people in line, and it was two policemen in there. So again, I blurted it out, and everybody giving me all these different answers. And I get up to the police and I ask them, I said, well, hey, y'all involved? Y'all part of the community? I ain't heard y'all say nothing. And one of them said, well, everybody else and I said what I was going to mention, so I'm waiting now to hear the answer. So I said, drumsticks, and everybody fell out, and the police looked at each other and looked at me and said, I like that. That was good. That was, I wasn't expecting. That was good. So, like I said, for me, five was all on it because there was five different places I went and the five that I started off at the laundromat. And like I said, it's been a beautiful day, you know, just to put a smile or laughter on people's face. If it's nothing but a moment, it made me feel just as good as they were feeling. And again, I know I don't celebrate any holiday like anybody, but as I always mention, I don't want to take anybody's joy away. And for me to give something as small as a joke, a corny little joke, those family, y'all know me. I got it from a cartoon. So
yes.
I ain't taking credit for it. You know, and it made me smile. So when it did it to me, I said, I got to give it away. And it did the same thing for everybody that I gave it away to. So that's it, family, for one thing, as far as getting with those you love or just people you're breaking bread with. You know, if nothing else, share some type of joy with those we love or care about. You know, we already know, we can give the history of where it came from, what derived, and this, that, and the other. But at these times that we're living in, we can get all the information. But a question to the family, too. What's worth more than money? And most people will give me nine. Nine by number, but everybody give me a different word. But all those different words will basically come back to nine. So think about that, family. What's more valuable than money?
Yeah.
Because when we think about it, okay, we'll go with that too. I lost my train of thought right
I'm sorry.
When you said that. But
I'm so sorry. Just to
give it to you, that's where my mind just went to the word and the number real quick. And I just mentioned that the nine is the number behind the words that most people will say. And your first word was health.
Yeah.
Health is 27 plus 7 is 9.
Yeah.
Yes. See. So we have to teach what we can. The teachable moments are always there. As I said, even at the laundromat, it was a teachable moment. We're going to get deeper into the facets of that third stop at Dollar Tree where things got chaotic, crazy, chaos, because it coincided with a lot of things that I wanted to bring up, dealing with our brothers and our sisters. And while we allow society to further divide us, see, because a lot of us, if not all of us, and I can't say all of anything, but a lot of us
back in the day, which we have lost, knew that the order of things was a boy becoming a man becoming a husband before that man that's a husband became a father. And on the other side, a girl became a woman, and that woman became a wife before she became a mother. How much of that do we see today?
That's rare.
And again, it's been lost, but it's only lost because we're not reinforcing it in the times that we live in the ages that we're in. I was going to go through a long dissertation conversation about the brothers and the sisters, but dealing with the simple things of the past, because those are the memories that we draw from. And it's the future of creativity through imagination that we get. Understanding that here in the present, that we are the gift to pass these things on. So when we look at today's man and woman, all of these things from sexism, feminists, women's rights, all of these things have farther separated us. But to get to the meat of the things that are happening today with the phrase, what do you bring to the table? I've heard this from different women. And from the women's side, they let you know that they're bringing their own money, their own house, their own car, their own career or business pendant. What she's just explained was me. But I had to dig deeper into females that I know. And I can see they're doing, even with the old saying, what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine. Because a lot of females are coming from hurt places, damaged hearts. A lot of females have went through domestic violence, be it physically, mentally, verbally, spiritually, emotionally. They've been hurt. And the biggest lesson that I hear that they all had was the fear of leaving only because they didn't have the finances to get up and go. So now, protection, they've set themselves up to do this, to make sure that if the individual that they're married to or they're dealing with gets out of pocket, they can leave. They ain't got to sit back and say, oh, I can't support myself. I can't do. That's the farthest thing. But what I've never heard updated from our past women would ask the man, I'm a Christian woman, I'm looking for a Christian man. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you go to church? Are you spiritual? What religion are you? Today, for us, I hear nobody bringing to the table that they are dealing or going through a Christ consciousness, dealing with a higher consciousness, dealing with no more than honor and respect, no compromise on truth. To be humble, but yet stand for morals, principles, in order to have character and integrity, to be of the righteous, yet self-determined, but dependable, balanced, to be open-minded, to continue to grow. Nobody that I talk to, and I know sisters out there that aren't part of the people I've come in contact with, but none of the sisters came on a spiritual level on what are we going, or what do you have spiritually that you bring into the table so that we can grow. Use the tools of what we have physically, materially, financially as a tool to help us through the spiritual lessons that we're learning on this third dimensional plane in order to get to the fourth, fifth, and beyond. But we are not coming together, see. When I talk about a soulmate, that soulmate is an individual that's in Christ consciousness. That's what I'm bringing to the table. See, because, again, family, what's more valuable than money? It's time, because I can always make more money, but I could never make more time. And I don't care how much money that one might have. If I have or they have a week to live with all that money, they'll be trying to find a way to get more time to live. See, because time is nigh. Health is nine. Your life is nine. That's more valuable than money. So what are we truly chasing? Because the time is wasted when it's not being utilized. Our time is valuable. That's why you get paid for your time, for working. You're on a time clock with a schedule. So again, the value of life, the situation that I talked about with the cashier, it's just a symptom of these things, see, because a lot of the good men have been emasculated by the woman wanting to be the alpha. And the old saying, a happy wife is a happy life. Well, in retrospect, a real sister, a real woman wants a real man. And when that man does not speak up when she's out of order. For instance, my lady, my woman, now my wife, if it gets that far, but let's just start at your lady. Oh, she was wearing some very seductive things when you met, but now you're together. And she wants to go out, which is no problem, but she still wants to wear these seductive things. If I just sit back and don't say nothing, dealing with my feelings, but basically schooling her, wait a minute, sweetheart, it's no problem. Yeah, you wore that to catch me. Who you trying to catch now? You got me. You got who you want. So what do you need to put that on? For what reason? See, because it only draws attention. So who attention are you trying to get? If I'm not enough for you, let me know. But come on, sweetheart. See, in love, we educate our sisters. Because with that love, we give true guidance. And they become very aware of that. But it's missing because a lot of brothers have been muted. They go along and get along with resentment and hostility, building and building and building from a lack of communication. So we have to dwell at these things because even the men today teach their daughters to be self-sufficient. Don't ever depend on a man, especially if this man threatens you or hurts you. Get the fuck out and call me. But you got some money set aside. And if you don't, you always got home to run back to. See? So, again, we all play a part in today's chaos in one manner or another. Something that hit me very funny. I don't frequent bars, but I just have a playback in my memory bank. And I've never went to a bar, never, without seeing someone with a drink and a glass. And we know that these are the things we should use when we drink any beverage. And people complain they don't like plastic, styrofoam, etc. But yet, I've never seen a bar where somebody isn't in the bar using a straw, plastic straw. And some of these people, even though they're in bars that they frequent, are conscious when they request for a glass instead of plastic. So it struck me funny, family, that's all. Just a side note. But yes, anybody else is on the line? And Sister Antoinetta, Sister Ishtar, did you have anything to contribute thus far?
Yes. Can you believe, Brother Eddie, everything you, just about everything you described was my husband. And mainly okay. That part about, I'm trying to think, how did he used to say that? What was his, and what was mine was his too in some way or another.
Mm-hmm. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And know what I think we see? I think to the man, of course, he's going to see the woman's part because he's with the women. And then with the women, we see the men's bad faults, you know? That's what I think happens a lot of time. But what do we do about that? Can the women say, look down on all men, or can the men look down on all women? But guess what I'll say, too? I don't know what happened, Anthony, and I don't know if this ever happened to you. What happens is we come through life, too, when we're much younger. I know the good guys that I met, I didn't pick them. I always pick the bad guys. So
yeah,
that,
I did
is
too.
That what we do?
Yeah.
And you just, described part of the problem that, again, we have to address by looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
See? And what spiritual lesson did we learn? So what is our story that gives positive insight not only to us, but to those who are put in our path? See, do we reflect enough to see that it's a lesson in everything that we're going through? That's the evolution to get us to that next level. So we have to all look in that mirror and say, okay, yeah, why haven't I heard a female? But better yet, I can't look at her. I got to guide her. See, because when she hears it or anybody hears the word, it's a cold word. No matter where you say it, you know that you'll be heard. So when we give that, that sister vibrates with that. She resonates. Because, again, we're all going through this paradigm shift, which is bringing order out of chaos. And like I said, you only got two sides, order or chaos. What side are you? So that's it in a nutshell. We just have to be honest and open with ourselves. And, again, are we wasting time with the individuals that we're with? See, because if you're not in a real relationship, then you're wasting your time and the individual's time, too. Any questions? Any other callers with their hands raised?
Okay, yeah, if you have a question or a comment, press the number one, and I will be happy to open your line. Sister Scott, did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
Yes. I think when most people first meet, it's a shame to say, but neither one of them are their real self. It's like everybody pretends until after they get what they want, then it's a different story. So what that means that whatever we thought we were getting, we really didn't get that. You know, some people even wait years. I know years ago I was with this guy, and we were together for 2 years. Got engaged, and my God, the beast, he was really a beast. So it doesn't always set, like, sometimes they say, well, maybe you move too quick, 2 weeks, 2 months. It's just not long enough. But what is really long enough, you know, to see who you really have? What I know about myself now compared to when I was younger, I've learned to read people more. You know, then I didn't read them. You know, I just took people at their word when most words are not factual when it comes from the opposite sex. And I'm not going to say the man or the woman, because what I see, especially now, both sexes are so much alike. You know, it seemed like years ago, the woman did have more value. But now the women are just like the men. And maybe that's why I hear so many men saying what the women are doing now, because the women, most of the women now do the same thing the men do.
Beautiful point. Because, again, excuse the five people, but the pussy today has no value. See, because women are throwing it around.
Wait, what has no value?
Nothing. Pussy. Pussy.
Oh.
Pussy.
Okay.
See,
uh-huh.
When you look at that there are seven women to one man in the black community, this is the reason that this cashier did the nonsense, because I frequent that particular establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go in, he's trying to holler at somebody. Granted, one out of 10 women going to fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he's doing. See? But again, when nobody checks him, he's going to continue. But on the flip side, excuse the vulgarity, family, if you look like a hoe, you talk like a hoe, you dress like a hoe, you walk like a hoe, somebody gonna treat you like a hoe. See? And a lot of the women, older days, the sisters, the women, left, they dressed elegant and left things to the imagination. Today, the clothes are so tight, you don't have to imagine nothing. You can see every bulge, every camel toe, every cellulite, nothing to the imagination. And you have more women doing this than not. See, I don't care if they're thin, healthy, red bone, fat, obese, wearing clothes two and three sizes too tight. I'm at the laundromat today, and every ethnic group of women in there with tightly leotard type pants on, flirting around, a lot of them. So, again, it's on both sides. And one of us, either the brother or the sister, has to have that awarethal to get the brother in order, as well as the brother helping the sister get herself in order. Just like the value of that pussy, we don't see the value in each other as we used to. See, the integrity and character stems on financial gain do you bring? Because I'm going to make sure I got mine to do what I need to do in case of a hasty retreat. Already that's implanted in the mind. So the mind is basically not fully open, because all those locks that are inside aren't trying to be open. And again, as you said, how long is enough time to be with anyone? Well, for me, if you know yourself, 1 year. 1 year, giving it four seasons, seeing that how a person that does not know themselves, how they change with each season, and just giving them the awareness of that will show if and receptive to take the journey that you're on. If not, this again, why are you going to keep spending time? If that ain't your soulmate, that ain't a person that has and walks in that Christ consciousness. See? Trying to get all this physical and material and can't even have a conversation, as we see with these few years of this pandemic, how the divorce rate skyrocketed, how the domestic violence skyrocketed, how the drug and opioid use skyrocketed, how alcohol use skyrocketed. I can go on. But see, all these things are just symptoms that we have to address the true cause of the problem. These are the things we can talk about at our gathering, but again, learn how to fit in where you can get in. Even a lot of conversations will probably stem around Kanye and Kyrie. Get the information that we've been given, that you did your own due diligence to find out, so that when it comes up, we can correct any misinformation and have an intelligent conversation. So a lot of us, again, know our relatives that when we have these gatherings, Uncle Joe, that's an alcoholic, Aunt Lucinda, that's a crackhead, Uncle Bob, little child molester, going to the extremes, but we know members in our family who we expect to bring drama. And all we can do is facilitate, which is no more than bring balance and be the referee. But again, if one is not equipped to do these things, then just sit back and enjoy the show. Can't say no more than that. Enjoy. Again,
you know,
do we have, go ahead.
I was going to say, with the relationships, it seems that love is always taken advantage of, right? So the one thing that I do see that works now is when two people start their relationship, a lot of people say they can't do it. But the thing is to make sure, even in that beginning, if you want to know, when people want to know where they're headed, in the beginning of that relationship, I'm not saying sex now, I'm just saying you show that person as much love as you can, because when you show a person as much love as you can, like I say, instinct is to take advantage of it. So if they're not coming offering the same thing that you are when you're given that love, the first thing they will do is take advantage of it. So you know it's not with the relationship.
Yeah, and like I said, with that too, as you use it, I love George Benson's rendition of "It's All a Masquerade." But even now, like I said today, with what we know and what we know we didn't receive from our parents, some did and some didn't. Because again, that sit down talk with dad should have went something like, okay, son, I don't want you out there, you know, just doing anything. What I want you to do is find a special somebody. And when that person is that special somebody and you really think they are, get to know them. Talk to them. But have a plan on what you want to say. And some of the key things to inquire is her parents, her siblings, her extended family members. Because when you know these things, you might find out about the Uncle Bob that's been in the psych ward. Mom's got some issues. Dad's got some anger issues. Is this the type of individual that you want your child that you have, if you have with her, to be brought up in that environment? Do we even teach our children these things to even make them think a little bit more on even how fine this individual is or how handsome that individual is, but in the conversation, saying that he or her is dumb as a box of rocks, can't even hold a conversation, let alone it being activating or stimulating, but it's just the lust, uncontrollable lust. Oops, there it is. Baby here now. Didn't plan on it. And it's just like thinking about what's going on now, the reverse of Roe versus Wade, made me think a little bit deeper. When you lay down with a woman and she conceives, she has all the control. Now, if you don't want the child, and she does, she can still have the child, and the men are obligated for 18 years. The woman doesn't want the child and aborts the child. And the man wanted the child, the man still has no say-so. So when we look at Roe versus Wade, now that same decision, opinion that the man didn't have has been taken away from the woman. Irony in and of itself, because again, we're at odds. They have us so divided at times we don't even see it. And this is why an old law like that could be used today, because we're still dealing with all the physical and material and financial nonsense on this plane, that a lot of it is truly unnecessary. But because of damaged hearts on both sides who have already put up barriers. And as I said, a year for me, for some people, it might be 3, 4, 5 years if it goes that far. So, again, it's the secrets that we all hold dear to us. And a secret is nothing, the only thing hidden within the secret is the truth. And as we say, the truth all will be revealed in the end. So this is just one way I hope that we could use to reflect on our lives from those past memories to be used and to use them in the future, being creative through the imagination. That here in the present, being that gift, we pass it on to our future. Even dealing back with last class of our spiritual four-legged relay race. But this is why, again, not only our future is looking at us, our children, but the world. We're actually looking at one another to see who does what next. Everybody can become a part of a movement of one. The awakening, that's the one. So these are the conversations, the classes that we need to stimulate that thought to fix us. As Sister Ishtar asked, how? It's up to us to fix us. We're hearing the answers and not using them, not applying, first of all, to one's own situation, even dealing with one's own past, to remove the blemishes, the scars that are still on the heart from all of the past negative things that one experiences in life. Some of us still are harboring the resentment. We won't forgive, and the key is to truly understand when you're asking for forgiveness, it's not for the other person, it's for you to forgive yourself for harboring this resentment for so long that took too much of your precious life, called your time, replaying the negative events over and over. Even when other situations came about that reminded you up and you replayed it. So we didn't truly let it go. The individual that scarred your heart, damaged your heart, has moved on. Thinking about you or what they did it, they sorry or they not, but it's over. Living in the past prevents us from living in the moment. We miss so much that is right in front of us because we're preoccupied with pains of the past. That all we have to do is tell ourselves, what did we learn? And carry that information with us as a part of our positive story to be shared, to pass on. Again, is there any questions? It's very quiet, so I got to make sure that y'all still there.
Clear, no questions.
Okay. Sister Antoinette?
Antoinette probably sleep.
I was about to say, she probably went back to sleep.
Yeah. All right, then I guess I'm going to go ahead and call it a night, and I wish you the highest exaltation. Take care.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for joining. And like I said, since Sister Antoinette I was asleep earlier, so I think she keep nodding out. She sounds tired. So
yeah.
With that, you have a happy holiday.
I'm sure, and I was just talking. Yeah, and I was just talking. We have a caller. And
okay,
I opened up their line. I'm so sorry. Area code 706. I had opened their line up and everything. I thought that y'all heard me.
I thought I heard you snoring.
No.
I'm only kidding.
No.
All right, is that Brother Kwame?
Yes.
Good evening, sister. Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening, Brother Eddie and Sister Ishtar.
Good day.
You know, it's been interesting listening to, you know, the exchange of identifying, you know, relationships and the things in which one's own experience is being shared as their truth. And, you know, it's powerful that we, as elders, as we sit here, the four of us now speaking on this, is that we have a certain amount of experience that we've lived our life in the relationships in which we've had, and reproducing new life and having interactions with the opposite sex, and how we've come to see our children or our grandchildren and how they interact in relationship. But the other part is I was looking at in relationship to oneself. How do you identify, yes, I'm a male, yes, I'm a female. Am I black? Am I colored? Am I brown? Am I a human being? How do I have a relationship with my spiritual belief? Is it God? Is it Allah? Is it, you know, whatever name you choose to call your creator? It's those relationships. It's something I learned in the program. It says it's the creator first, me second, and everybody else you can put their names in a hat and choose from. The part of it is how you relate to the source that you feel that is connected to your life force, or and how do you see yourself as a human being, you know, as a human being. Are you a black human being? Are you a Negro human being? Are you the other N-word human being? How do we identify ourselves, and how do we identify those that are lacking in complexions to us in our communities? And that has a lot to show, because if a person has a certain pride about themselves, they don't need to show all that they have in their arsenal in their body. No one could go and say that, you know, that brother is a really loving and kind man. But don't many women want to deal with him because they're used to thug life, or that's the way they see that they should have. Or they don't have the identity of that father figure or that mother figure, because that mother figure could be to that son and saying is that, oh, you got to find a woman like me to take care of you. Or you get that woman and saying, you know, you like the wind, you like what my mother has, is she got a boyfriend for this, a boyfriend for that, and a boyfriend for this. So I'm going to go out here and get me a man for this and a man for that and a man for this. It's how one learns how to relate to themselves first and to their creator second. And so these are the parts that we're hearing and seeing daily that's going on within our communities, because a lot of the destruction began on the other side of that door, and the things that happened in that environment where that child, where we were raised at. And then how did we go forth into our world, and how did we relate to what it is that we had go on in the house, what we seen through the media, what we heard in our songs. We had a lot of tools to help build what we call relationships.
That is correct.
That is so true with most cases, but you know, as a very young girl, what I did is I made up in my mind everything I seen my mother do, I was going to do just the opposite. And I did. And what we're And I don't know if some of it trying so hard not to do what she did with mistakes. I've been married 3 times, and if you want to count it 4, because I ended up remarrying the last one 2 times. So I always felt like, I don't feel like that now. Well, I'm still with this one now. But if I didn't, if this marriage didn't work, I don't think I ever want to remarry again. But when I was younger, I had this thing. Even if I'm, say, like I had this thing, had to be married for 6, and not even just that. It was like, okay, and if we were together for a while and it went on and I did have 6, I wasn't even doing that but so long if I was not married. So throughout my life, 4 men, right? So now I see it doesn't have anything to do with that that marriage, the really marriage, because marriage came about in Virginia. I forget the year. What they were doing is this couple got married, black and white, man, woman, I forget which way it was, and that's when they brought the license about. Yeah, so it has nothing to do with, it has, as a matter of fact, Antoinette, the Bible, and I know you know it says, when a man goes into a woman, they are married. So all of those licensing things, you know, that I was thinking at the time, and then even after, sound like a siren or something.
Oh, no, that's my little grandson. He's out there playing. My great grandson.
Oh, okay.
We having a good time. Yeah, and so the way I felt about that then, like now I have a husband that I've been with for a few years. We weren't together and got back together. But I would never, and I know this may sound crazy, but I would never remarry again since I know what it's all about and everything now. But I did. I made sure everything I seen my mother do, I did just the opposite because it like you were saying, it was certain things, you know. I don't guess it could have been as bad as a lot. But then, see, I had always had a brain of my own from a very, very young girl. It was like, it was sometimes it wasn't anything I had to be taught. It seemed like it just seemed the better part of life, not say finances or anything. I can say that too. I mean, because when I was 13 years old, I brought a $69 jumper back then, but I was working, you know, and I was able to buy it. So things came to me like that. And I was getting ready to say not money, but I guess money did. But most things that was, and not bragging or anything, but it just seemed like most things that was to lead me to a better life. And to me, everything wasn't good, but most things were. So everybody don't follow that pattern from their parents, from the mother or the father, I guess, if it's not that good.
Yeah, that's true. Because, again, we are tied to the Creator innately. And even when our parents have done wrong or do wrong, they always try to tell us the right things to do. This is why we see and we notice they doing something wrong, but they telling us to do something right.
Mm-hmm.
So that innate Creator within now tells us we can choose not to do what we see that's wrong. We recognize, see, because even somebody doing something wrong has taught you a lesson of what not to do, just as when somebody does something right, you see the right way to do it. So we just right quick pick up on certain things, certain people. Other people use it to their advantage. Let's just be serious. You know, a short story. I learned the best person in the world that taught me to lie was my mother. not knowing my mother, not knowing at that time, it went like this. Back in the day, we know there were only rotary phones. Most of us didn't have call waiting or an answering service.
True, not
so
when we were coming up.
My mother would basically tell me when the phone rung anywhere between 3:30 and 5, happened so many times, answer the phone. I ain't home. Mama, you right. I'm not home. But, my boy, I told you, I'm not home. Take a message. Hello? She's not home. Who's calling? Okay, thank you. Mama, you know you just taught me how to lie, and you tell me don't lie? But she didn't see it that way. It was years later when I brought it to her. She would say, baby, you are so right. I didn't think. I said, yeah. Parents do certain things without being totally aware of what they're doing. And we, children, pick up on everything.
Uh-huh.
We absorb everything, baby. See? So, yeah.
Well, I'm guilty of that.
Brother Eddie, from what you just said, you took me all the way back to something when I was 11 years old. It was something I did. So my mother said, well, what are you doing? I said, such and such and such. She said, well, don't you do that no more. I was like, Mom, but you do it all the time. She said, yeah, but you can't do what I do. Do you know I couldn't understand that to save my soul? But the one thing it did teach me, that no matter what I did, it was okay for my children to do it too, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a lesson you learned. But even a saying back in the day, we remember parents telling their children, you do what I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You a child, you stay in your place.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Grown
stay
folks
in your
talk.
Place.
It's grown folks conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah. It was a whole different standards that we were brought up on. And even those things, as you say, in your memories, we don't share, some of us, with our children. To let them know that they're not privileged the way a lot of the youth feel, that they're privileged. They're supposed to get $200 gym shoes, $300 phones, and they ain't got no job. But they – anyway, were you trying to say something, Brother Kwame?
Yeah, I was – you know, those are excellent points, and I was trying to figure out something, and I don't know if I'm playing devil's advocate. Okay, we tend to say when we have a relationship, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend. When is a girl no longer a girl? Is it when she has her cycle, when she turns 18? When is a boy no longer a boy? When he has his first wet dream or when he reaches 21?
Hmm. Wow, that's a good point.
I know when I turned 18, I got the newspaper, and I was looking for me a place. Really, when I was 18 years old, but it was really, really special to me, and I felt like a real, real lady when I turned 21. I knew it with everything I had in me. Like I said, when I turned 18, I got the paper and was looking for a place of my own. But when I turned 21, I knew it. So you know what it may be? It's probably different stages for different people, especially with these younger people today. Oh, my God, they grow up so quick.
But I ask that question because that girl, when her body turns into her cycle releasing, she is at the stage she can become a mother.
Yeah.
So that, and that man, when he has that first wet dream, he is able to become a father. When do we put title, when do we add the lessons of adulthood? Because that's part of rites of passage. When that girl comes into that time, she is trained as no longer a girl playing house or playing with dolls. She's taught how to be a woman. When that boy reaches that stage, that's when circumcision was to take place, because he was at the stage now that he was a man, that he could produce another human being. We got away from that part of looking at, yeah, you got an iPhone 14, you got on some $300 shoes, and you out here doing things that adults do, but you still want to be mama's boy, or you still want to be, you know, living there and with mama doing, like saying, I'm not going to be like her, but, you know, to get what I want, I have to do some of the things that I see her do to get what she wants.
Just like a marriage, see, I guess they be doing, yeah, gosh.
Yeah, but see, the part of marriage, and you said it earlier when you said when the ring of the yoni is put on the phallus, that's the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
When you merge into that sacred space, you have married that woman in a union.
And just a side note, as you said, devil's advocate, looking at that in two realms, I can't think of this one movie, but we'll get back to that one. But on one retrospect, girlfriends or girlfriend, you know, I hear adults still use that. Even Prince made a song, If I Was Your Girlfriend. We had a show with four sisters on it called Girlfriends. So it's a way that it's used today, even with adults who refer to these terms as themselves. I can't remember the movie with, what's his name? Ben Gregg Rains was in it, and Tyree, the brother, bald-head brother that's the actor, it was Boy something.
Mama's Boy?
Mama's Boy, thank you. You know, even then, he's a grown man, but he's still referred to as Boy. Mama's Boy. Boy,
well,
friend.
I still call my son's Boys.
But so, well, you have to look at something, and that movie has symbology. A woman takes a boy to her crib. She calls him baby. She provides him with what he needs. She feeds him and takes care of him, dressing. So what is it? He's a little boy.
And thank you. I think that was the name of the movie. Baby Boy, not Mama's Boy,
right.
Baby Boy.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Baby,
baby
boy.
Boy, yeah.
Right, because you look at that, because that's what it is. You take him to your crib, you know, because he living with his mama, so you gonna take him to his crib. And see, what the man did for her was, is that here you are riding around and got a kid, and you riding on a bike going to see your woman who's going to work in her car, trying to get her car so she want to deal with the child, with him dealing with the child. You know, that's why it was called that. You know, he thought he was cool riding around on his old whatever those polo bikes were at the time, you know, sporting that. But he wanted to be a man playing house with her. But then when he came to his mama, he wanted to still have his props. And when Bear Reeves stepped into the picture, he wasn't having it. You know, this is your mother, but this is my woman. There's a difference. That's why I used to tell my daughter, even the one here, she's got my two grandsons. you ever call them your man. They will always be your son, never your man, because if they, you keep calling them that, and when they see what men do, that's what they're going to do with you.
Yeah, talking about words being important, I think one of the most important things we can call our sons is son, you know?
Yeah, that's what I call mine, is son.
Mm-hmm. You very seldom hear that, though.
But what? What do they usually call him? That's my little man.
Oh, I never call my sons that.
I know, but today's generation use that terminology for their male child. You know, and that's the part. And then even to the part when they get of age, you still don't, oh, that's my little boy. That's my, and he's never going to look at himself as a man, or he's a, the title of son is something that has two different meanings in it, in that a son being the male child of a woman and a man, but also looking at the sun rises every day. And so if he has that subliminal message in his own mind that he's that connected to that sun that rises every day, that he has ability to rise in his own self and not just his little head.
Yeah.
And I never use boy or girl. I would always say my child. Like, I never said son, but I never called my sons boys. Even with my daughters,
yeah.
I say daughter sometimes.
I still say boys. I still say my boys. I still say my boys.
Go ahead, Kwame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's one thing that we do, and I catch myself doing. When you hear people say my kids, you don't have any goats.
Oh, I don't
you
say
have,
that.
They have four legs. You got two-legged. Do you have a two-legged child, or do you got a four-legged child?
Shoot. Mine all come with two legs. That was the extent of it. Just two legs. That's all they needed.
Yeah, I always refer to my sons once they got in high school as young man. Conduct yourself as a young man. You're no longer a boy. You're a young man. You're not a man, but you're a young man. My daughter has always been my daughter, or my baby girl. As you said, baby boy, that's my baby girl. But like I said, she's doing miraculous things. So we all have our terms of endearment, and like I said, our children are our messengers, just like we're messengers to them.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. So, yeah,
that's
Kwame, you said a pet peeve, I really don't have to say it. Kid, I've said that so much on, you know, how we refer to that, and I always use it when I talk to people for the first time to use television. Because it's used, so let me use it. So why is the negative term of words applied to black people, melanated people, dark people? So as we said, your son or daughter is your child, not a kid. But we have two comedy shows. The white show is called Married with Children. The black show is called My Wife and Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
And we don't even look at it, think about it or nothing. Oh, as soon as they came up with that, I'm like, stop it, y'all. Because this is syndicated all over the world in certain places. And people that don't truly understand the language, seeing the title and just looking at the title, they see kid and children.
Yeah.
another one. I don't care where you are in the world, in your language, here, the four strongest two-letter words in the world is love and hate. Why is the white comedy show called Everybody Loves Raymond, a man, but the black comedy show is called Everybody What? Hates Chris.
Hates Chris.
So you hating the black boy and you're loving the white man.
Yep.
See? Subliminal family. See?
Yeah.
So we don't even see these in the comedy series because all of them are comedy series.
Yes, they
see?
Are.
And that's how they use us. That's why you...
Go ahead. I was going to Go ahead.
That's why we have all of these comedians right now at the top of their game that's put in our face, you know, not to take anything away from a Dave Chappelle, you know. But we have all of these comedians. Why? Because it's time for the five, the joke. 5:14 But behind the joke is truth.
Yeah.
So we hide it behind the joke. And if you're trying to get the joke and you didn't get the message within the joke, well, you know, missed it trying to find the punchline. So that's the trick. That's why Trick is 23, and we just left Trick or Treat. So that's another story for another time. But, yeah.
Well, you know what else I want?
Go ahead. I was finished.
You know what else I wanted to say? Speaking of that nine tonight, right? Z is my name. My mother gave me that. But my name is Ishtar 999 plus 9 platinum. And you know, on the other call on Sundays, is there a lady on there named Ishtar too? Do any of you know? I think I heard
that
on Sunday.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. I thought
I've heard
something about
this. I've heard a female call in named Ishtar on Dry Bones on Sundays.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you all don't mind, could you call me 999 plus 9? Or you could just call me 9. Is that okay?
You know it's fine.
We know your voice. We know it's good as you.
See, and as you said, that's on Dry Bones. You're the only Ishtar that calls on this line. That's why we know when you call in, we already saying what's happening, Ishtar. How you doing? See? So you are part of the regular family.
So you're
family
not
going
to call me 999 plus 9?
Like I said, I ain't got no problem with it because the numbers is my thing. And if that's what
that,
you wish to be called, I have no problem with it.
I wish to be called that.
No problem, 9.
Thank you, numbers. Yes. Mm-hmm. And
oh,
the next mommy.
Well, look, I call people by their names. I'm not good with nicknames. But I do have a song for y'all.
Okay?
Because we were talking about spells, so I have a song for y'all.
Okay.
Dreaming of you, trouble speaking,
trouble
thinking of you, something strange has happened, I just
Everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.
We're back with you, Brother Eddie. You with me?
Yes,
wow.
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Must have put a spell on my mind. Yes, I am.
Wow, Antoinette, I can't believe you played that. That was right on time. Oh, my God, that was nice.
Wasn't that nice? I love that song.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I heard that. I forgot about it, probably.
Yeah, Blue Magic. That was back in the 70s.
Wow. Wasn't
it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the
70s. Ooh.
Yeah, it was the 70s.
Wow.
Give a little tidbit real quick of something that I ran across on YouTube, but it was made me think. So, and it deals with, in life, there are only 7 rules you need to live by. Number 1, let go. Never ruin a good day thinking about a bad yesterday. Number 2, ignore them. Don't listen to other people. Live a life that's empowering to you. Number 3, give it time. As much as we all hate to wait, time heals everything. Number 4, don't compare. The only person you should try to beat is the person you were yesterday. Number 5, stay calm. It's okay to not have everything figured out. Just know that in time, you will get there. Number 6, it's only you. It's on you. Only you are in charge of your happiness. And number 7, smile. Life is short. Enjoy it while you have it. So I found that was very interesting, and it caught my attention. I thought I would share it. Anybody there?
Yes, I'm listening to that, and I agree with that.
Yeah, smiling is very important. I guess they say even if you smile enough, where the wrinkles could have been, is no wrinkles. And then it's important to be happy, and most of the time, I guess, if you're smiling, you're happy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like dancing. I ain't never seen an angry person on the dance floor.
And you know what else, too? My theory is for that. I've never seen a person on a dance floor have a heart attack or a stroke. I've seen pastors in the pulpit have them, but never a person on a dance floor.
Oh.
And two of the most important things are, is not the most, not say two of the most important things, there are others important too, is dancing and singing.
Oh, yeah.
Even in the churches, what you'll find the people in the church to come against most of the time is the choir or praise and worship.
Yeah.
When I was going to church, I taught, I did praise and worship dance. And so I don't know if any of you are familiar with the song Tearing the Devil's Kingdom Down.
Yes.
And so yes. what I did was it was like in a karate form, and we were actually fighting the devil. So at that time, they were so against that, they let me go ahead and do it. But then after I had left the church and I went there to visit one time, and that was what they were doing, I was like, wow, it's just amazing. It's amazing with things. I guess it's the timing of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I may have that song on here.
Oh, really?
I'm going to see.
Uh-huh.
I thought.
Okay.
Let me check. Yeah, I'm going to
talk
while I'm
fine on cloud nine. Cloud nine. You can be what you want to be. On cloud nine, you ain't got no responsibility. Cloud nine, every man is free.
Whew.
Cloud nine, calling nine. Find the song?
No, I didn't. I thought
anybody else?
Be. Let's see. If you have a question or a comment, please press the number one and I will open up your line.
Have you heard from Mother AZ, Sister Antoinette, or Brother Kwame?
I haven't talked to her personally in a while, for like a week or so.
Paris,
if you have a question or a comment.
What was you saying, Brother Kwame?
No, I said I spoke to her once since I've been out here. I've been out here a week. And when I first got out there, she called. And her daughter had come from Georgia and came to visit her. And she was, sharing that. And she's still back into trying to get herself reorganized.
Okay. Did talk to herself, and she's still going through her situations.
Yep.
There. So. All right, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to wish everyone a high exaltation, and I'm going to call it a night.
Hey, well, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. You all take care now.
And you do the same.
Okay.
Sound like the Beverly Hillbillies. Y'all take care now. You hear?
Set a spell. Take your shoes off.
Yes.
Y'all come back now. You hear?
Yes.
Yes, that set a spell, family. Set a spell. You must have put a spell on my mom.
I love the Beverly Hillbillies.
Were you saying something, Brother Quan?
No, I said I'm laying here, so I'm still on my East Coast clock, but it's 9 o'clock here. It's midnight there.
Yeah, but it's 12:05 here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, I'm going to play something for you.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, well, we're back. Okay, we're back now, Brother Eddie.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think we can close out with that. So I know everybody's deep into their cooking and toning it down for the night, the last little bit in the oven, on the stove.
I'm going to go and get really good started.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the time. So, yeah, everybody have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. However you
our
celebrate.
Our family day. Our family day.
Family
Remember
day, however
day.
You celebrate it.
Yeah.
You know? Just bring your piece of joy. So
yeah.
With that, family, Sister Antoinette, Brother Kwame, y'all have
All
a
right,
good time
family.
With the families and enjoy.
Thank you, and you too.
All right, Brother E.
All right.
All right.
Peace
out.
And
good night, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. Oh, good night, Brother Kwame and everyone. Thank y'all for being with us and have a good day. Okay, y'all. Have a good night. Thank you for being with us. Bye.
All right.